I think it's one of the single most important decisions we can make in this whole journey. And because if you don't have values, what ends up happening is you end up ebbing and flowing with the culture, and you become a product of the culture around you rather than you dictating and influencing the people and the culture around you.
You're listening to the Famous at Home podcast with Dr. Josh and Christy Straub, the podcast formerly known as In This Together.
Kind of like Prince, but not.
We're now in this together, helping you be famous at home so you can thrive on your stage.
Every one of us has a stage, and no matter the stage we show up on, we all feel the stress of work, travel, and just plain busyness. Unfortunately, it's our loved ones under our own roof who often get our leftovers.
But what if we didn't have to choose between work and our family? Research shows the more connected we are to our spouse and kids, the more influence
and fun
we have on our respective stage.
So when your tires hit that driveway, keep in mind, the greatest red carpet you'll ever walk is through your front door.
You are famous at home.
Welcome back to the Famous at Home podcast. Today we are talking about values and setting family values, and I believe this is one of the most important conversations that we can have throughout these core decisions. And so how about that Enneagram series we just did?
I loved it. I love Jeff and Beth. I loved that they helped me figure out who I am, although I think I still go back and forth. I mean, I'm mostly a one.
You are definitely
a
one.
If you didn't listen to those episodes, they like literally coached me through. Because it's been a long time and I still have not like nailed it.
You have nailed it.
Okay.
You've nailed it.
I've nailed it.
You've nailed it.
Can you tell my indecision is high?
Yeah. You're a hot mess.
Joshua David.
Is that hot mess? I'm kidding. Come on.
No, but it was great. I loved them.
I mean, it was a real...
It's helpful. The Enneagram, regardless where you stand on it, it's just a helpful tool. You can take it or leave it. You don't have to, it's not a hill to live or die on.
I mean,
but it has been helpful for us.
Oh, it's been unbelievably helpful for us. It's been one of the most intriguing, impactful things to take us deeper in talking about our emotions, which was the whole point of that idea of, you know, really getting to talk about your emotions. Because if you don't talk about your emotions, they end up controlling us rather than we controlling them. And that just becomes a whole...
Yeah.
Whole bag of poop, like dog poop. Remember your whole story in that episode was about
dog poop. I do remember that. And I mean, I was just posting a little while ago in the Famous at Home Women group, which by the way, if you have not joined, we would love for you to. You can find us on Facebook, just Famous at Home Women. And we're going through the 7 decisions together and just something, it's just different for women. And so we were talking about emotion and I just posted that the emotions we ignore get louder. And I think that's something we don't think about. So often we shut down the emotions we don't like to feel, or it's because they're triggering something from our past. It might have been something that was really prevalent in our home or something that wasn't allowed in our home. But we think that by shutting them down, we're lessening their power, but we're actually turning up their volume. And so we were having a great discussion about that. But today we're moving a little bit away from that and into something that's a little more practical, I think. That's maybe not practical is probably not the word. It's just a little
more objective.
Objective is a good word. That's a great
word. Emotions can feel subjective.
Yes.
The decision to talk about them is objective.
Yes.
But yeah. And yes. Today setting family values is really important because I think it's one of the single most important decisions we can make in this whole journey. And because if you don't have values, what ends up happening is you end up ebbing and flowing with the culture, and you become a product of the culture around you rather than you dictating and influencing the people and the culture around you.
Yeah.
Because I was talking about this week, actually, at a marriage event, that a directionless marriage is a purposeless marriage. Mm-hmm. When we don't have direction for our marriage, when we don't have a purpose, when we don't have set direction and we don't label it, it becomes purposeless. It becomes, we don't have purpose. And so we end up just being dictated by what everybody else around us is, what we think everybody, what we should be doing based upon what everybody else is thinking.
Speaking of marriage events, what's this weekend?
This weekend is the Famous at Home One Day Marriage Event.
Our very first one.
Here in Nashville.
I am so excited. You guys are amazing. If you're not coming, it sold out really fast. And for that, we're just like overwhelmed and just super grateful.
It's not like we have 1,000 people coming to it, but it did sell out fast.
Sorry, I should say that. Yeah. We kept it small and intimate on purpose. We would rather go deeper than wider. So we kept it at 50 and 25 couples. And we're just really, I just think that's a lot of the time where change takes place, right? When we can go deep. And so we're going to do that in our one day. And we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about family values. And that's one of the things we're going to focus on.
Absolutely. And so check out famousathome.com/events, and you'll be able to see kind of what's happening there in relation to events that are upcoming and that type of thing. And we will be doing more. So the other thing that we'd love for you to do is sport a Famous at Home t-shirt. They are available, and Christmas is coming. So buy some shirts for your family members.
For your husband, your wife. Because I'm looking at you, kid.
Because if they're not famous at home, maybe you can just give them a t-shirt that has the name Famous at Home across the front, and they have to wear it. Isn't that cool? Isn't that a great message to wear? Like,
it's speaking prophetically into their life. You are famous at home. You will be famous at home.
That's right. No, I'm playing, but it's a message you have to. I mean, if you're sporting it across the front of your chest.
It's cool. It's cool to see the number of people that comment. They're like, that's cool. Like, what is that? Yeah. You know, and for us, it's a little different because we're like, well, it's almost more embarrassing because you're like, I'm wearing my own. This is what we do, which is
pretty cool, though.
Anyway, for us, it's kind of silly.
So let's get to family values. One of the things that we would encourage you to do, we do this with people that we coach on a regular basis. If you listened a couple weeks ago to Ryan and Courtney, they had a great message, just their journey. And so one of the things that we would that we really suggest, and in the document, in the core decisions, if you go download that, we'll put that in the show notes. If you haven't downloaded it already, the 7 core decisions to becoming famous at home, there's a link in there for 100 commonly held values. And one of the things that we would love for you to do is, this is what we found to be the best, most helpful way. If you're married, have your husband and your wife, you as a husband, you as a wife, whoever's listening to this, go your separate ways. Don't leave each other, but you know what I mean? Like, one of you go to the kitchen, one of you go to the, you know, bedroom or something.
Listen to that real carefully. Don't listen to the first part.
And
go your separate ways just for a little while. Just sow your wild oats.
Yeah, right. No.
Don't do that.
Yeah. This is famous at home. So go 2 different rooms and take some time, and actually both of you put down your value, what you believe your top 10 values are, or what you want your 10 values to be individually for your family, for your marriage, that type of thing. And then after you've done it individually, come back together, move back in together, and go ahead and put down your top, look at your list, compare your lists, and see what the commonalities are. Oftentimes, if you see commonalities between the two of you, you'll see that there are values that you both have that you want to implement. And
ultimately,
what we want to do is, you want to narrow that list to 3, no more than 5 values. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is because if you have more than 5, you end up not knowing what you stand for. And so we really encourage you to narrow that list down to 3 to 5 values.
But I will say too, because you're going to start with your list of 10. Don't, just because that's not on your spouse's list, don't just throw it out. That's obviously saying something about who you are and who God made you to be. And so that might be different as, you know, as you come together as a family. But I think so often in focusing on, you know, the marriage or the family unit, we actually lose our individuality and we lose who we are and who we were made to be. And that's not what marriage is about. It's not about losing yourself for the sake of the marriage or melding into this one thing and losing all else. It's about bringing all of you and all of your spouse together to make this amazing new unit that's like stronger team, right? 1 + 1 is more than 2. What is that? What did they say that?
I don't know.
It's like 1 + 1 =
I don't know where you learned math. 3?
5.
With God in the middle. So
3, yeah. A cord of 3 strands. That's right.
So
Canadian math.
We you may end up having a value that you have personally. And I would encourage you to do these values for yourselves personally. But what you might find too is that you have a value of yourself within your family values. So I'll give you an example of this here in a minute. But one of the things that I want to do also is, as you set your values, here's one of the key things that you can look back on. When you look at your budget or you look at your checking account and you look back at what you've spent money on over the past 6 months, you'll begin to see what you value come to life. And if you are looking at your, and then also look at your calendar, how have you spent your time? You'll start to see your values come to life, and they might not be what you want to value. You might find yourself spending money on things that you're like, good night. Like, this is not the way we want to be living. This is not how we want to be spending our time as you look over your calendar. And what it does is it's a real objective measure of what you're living for when you look at your calendar and your how you're spending your money. And so use that as a way to begin to speak into what values you're putting together as a family.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I totally agree.
Okay, so.
Sorry, I had no other thought other than,
Okay.
Good, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Okay, so let's go to these values. The reason we have not more than five is because you wouldn't know who you are. Like, it just gets crazy. So I want to go back to that other thought where you can take individuality. I want to talk about this as it relates to your marriage. I want to talk about it as it relates to your children and how you can use these for discipline. And then also how you can use these values for how you make decisions about major job opportunities, where you live, like major decisions for your family, vacations, that type of thing.
I think that's where we've seen it play out so much in our life, is when we set our values, it changed literally every decision we made after it.
Right.
And it just focused it, like it made sense. And we made decisions that probably in the eyes of the world didn't make sense practically or like logically, financially. But they placed us where we are.
Well, and if we went by what culture around us would tell us to do, we would literally be living a very different life right now. We wouldn't be living the life that we are, because we would be living based upon what we think we're supposed to do, not necessarily what we believe God is calling us to do, which is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to do what God's called us to, not what the culture around us is telling us to do. So,
shoulds, right?
Yeah.
We should. I've said this before on the podcast, I know I have, but one of Josh and I, we went to the same university for, I guess you would call it college here, don't you? The same college for grad school. And we had a professor that would say, don't should on me and I won't should on you. Get it? Get it? But I love that. I loved it because it stuck with me clearly to this day, because so often we just accept the shoulds and we just run with it. Like, that's just what we're supposed to do. Yeah. But he's like, no, that actually becomes a real
way of living. We love living in the ambiguity of who God is and what he's called us to. And
do we
ask
do
questions?
We? Those are,
I'm moving that direction and I'm enjoying it way more than I am. I'm really being stretched in that regard, especially in my faith. Like, in terms of thing.
It's a stretching. I'm not sure love is the right term. Yeah, I'm not sure stretching. I love it. It's like,
it's true.
But I feel like that's where we're supposed to be. Yes.
Yeah, totally.
I'm learning to embrace it.
When people ask questions to Jesus, he rarely answers the questions. He actually flips them with another question. Mm-hmm. So it's like, all right, there's the ambiguity, right? Like, so. Anyway, I mean, we have the black and whites and then we have the ambiguity. And there's a lot of different parts of that. But we need to know black and white who we are as a family. I think that's very, very important because so let's talk about them as it relates to our marriage, first of all. So for us, I'm going to go ahead and give you our values. Our values are faith and family is our two. We have five. Now, our top two, faith and family, kind of go unspoken. Like, it's just kind of it's just something that's just natural for us. And so,
so you could kind of take those off, you know, really. Yeah,
we could just take them off. Subtract them. Get rid of them. Yeah, no. So everything that we do, obviously, is filtered through the lens of our faith and then also prioritizing our family. Hence famous at home, being famous in our earthly home, being famous in our heavenly home, and, you know, seeking to live a life that is that way. And the other three of our values, one is excellence, or actually it's integrity. We just talk about doing everything that we can with integrity, being people of integrity, so that who you get on this podcast is who you would get if you picked up the phone and talked to us on the phone, you came into our house for dinner, who you would get on stage, if we're speaking from stage, and we see you in an event, like we
see you at the dog park. I hope I'm not like swearing at the other dog moms.
Yeah, there you go. Right.
I try not to.
So, the reason we went with integrity is because integrity, the word integrity comes from the word integer, the root word integer, and integer is anything divisible by one. And so who we are before the Lord, the one, is who we are when we're anywhere. And that's our goal. I mean, does that always play itself out? I think there are times in our household that we wouldn't want you to have seen us, especially with the way Christy treats me sometimes. You wouldn't want to have seen her treating me that way. And so it's like, you know, but we take that to the cross when we need to, right?
Right, don't we? Right, right, Joshua? Yeah.
So anyway, we want to be excellent. We want to live integrity. And when so here's the example of where that might play out individually. Like one thing, let's take this to our children and how these values play out with our children. Like one of the early things that you learn with your children is they lie. And we get a lot of questions, people like, oh my goodness, my kids started lying. Like, what do we do? Like, it's like, okay, your children are lying. That means that they're fallen creatures. They're sinful. Like that's natural. Every child does it. But it's a beautiful moment because you get to then begin to implement truth and honesty and start to shepherd them towards what that looks like and what the broken road of lying leads to. And so underneath integrity is honesty. I mean, so when we are disciplining our children and we talk about family values, integrity includes honesty. It includes kindness. It includes being truthful. It includes those types of things. So there's a lot of different other quote unquote values that you could place under integrity, but we kind of put them under that phrase for that reason. So
sorry,
what you writing down over there?
I was actually writing down our values.
Oh,
I couldn't remember the fifth one. Adventure.
Adventure
is our next one.
That's right.
Because we've realized we value more the experience of life. And I really just feel like you experience God and the pleasure of God and the adventure of life. And when things are too comfortable and predictable and safe, you can lean on yourself. And we've just found the joy of God in adventure. And we just love adventure for our lives. So
yeah, creating memories is a big deal to us. And especially after I lost my dad, after my dad passed away 3 years ago, it was one of those things where you realize, you look back on and you see the memories you created, not necessarily the things you possessed. In fact, you know, the things that he passed on to me that I cherish the most are, interestingly, text messages, you know, handwritten notes, and memories that I've collected from going to Phillies games or Penn State football games or things like that. And so those are the things that you hang on to. Those are the mementos, the ticket stubs, that type of thing. And so if you look at our budget, you'll see us spending more money on adventures and trips and things like that than you will probably on material possessions.
And I think with that comes even the choices to live in a way that's peaceful, right? So, you know, Dave Ramsey's around the corner here. And I mean, a lot of those principles are just wise because we've learned, I mean, to chase the stuff or the status symbol type things, it just is really anxiety producing. Whereas to feel there's room and there's comfort, like we live at a level that is sustainable and it feels peaceful to us and we can go on adventures, therefore, like we have margin to do those things and we're not like just scrambling to make a payment on something that honestly we really can't afford.
An example is my amazing, awesome, which I love to death, 2006 Nissan Xterra that I will run into the ground because I love that baby. And it has kept us going for 13 years of my life. And would I desire and love a newer vehicle? Sure. But at the same time, too, like I like it's paid off. I don't have a, we don't have any car payments. Like we don't have that debt. So we're able to therefore be free to be able to, you know, invest and invest in our adventures. And so,
and really she's an adventure. I mean, it's like, is she going to start today? Maybe she's not. Is she going to?
No, she's great. We're not worried about her starting.
Are the brakes going to work today? I swear those brakes.
Okay. So the brakes need to be worked on. All right.
It's like, do you think we're going to stop at this stoplight? Life's an adventure. We're not sure.
Hey, but we're reaching the 200,000 mile mark. It's about time to get the brakes fixed. So, hey,
I swear she just got her brakes
fixed. She's an adventure. That's what it's all about. She's an adventure.
Yeah, she's...
Hey, and if you guys want to set family values and you guys want to talk about the action steps underneath and kind of how to live these things out, we would love to take you on a journey with us because this is what we help families do on a regular basis. We want to introduce you to that right now. This episode is brought to you by the Famous at Home Family Journey.
Is your marriage slowly drifting apart? Do work and travel pull you away from those that you love, creating tension at home?
Or maybe you feel like your family takes a back seat to the stage you work on.
But what if we told you it doesn't have to be that way, that you can be famous at home and thrive on your stage?
That's why we offer the Famous at Home Family Journey. It's a 2 to 3 month personalized coaching journey that's tailored to your marriage and family. We coach spouses to reconnect and to fight for one another using principles of emotional safety.
And we coach your family how to set values that lead to your family living on purpose and growing closer together.
Schedule a call with us by visiting famousathome.com/coaching. That's famousathome.com/coaching. Welcome back. And we're talking about family values. Let's talk about our fifth value, which is empathy. Just the ability to be able to serve other people and to really, I think for us, this is really James 1:19 is to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Because we want to be able to help. Like for a great example of the way that we live this out with our kids is helping them be kind to others. Kindness is a big one. I talked about it with integrity, but we're really looking inward to see how can we, like teaching our kids from an early age, how do we stand up to a bully? How do we help them see people who are sad, who are anxious, who are overwhelmed? And how can we serve that person and understand their story in a deep way? And because I think that's the core of loving God and loving others. And so,
yes.
There you go.
No, I think empathy is... I think it just becomes a part of who you are in the sense that you desire to lean into people's lives. Like you desire to not, I'm an Enneagram 1, apparently, so says Beth McCord, and so I'll take that. And
your husband.
And Josh has said this for a long time, but okay, just as a 1, judgment is our is it core sin? Is that what they call it? Or like core, like that's like our, that's what we jump to is judgment. And really the opposite of judgment is empathy. So I think Josh included this in the list for my sake. But for real, it's something that I think we all are working on, but it's something that I think marks a life in that you become a person who instead of judging, even if that is your knee bent, your knee jerk reaction, is willing to give grace and lean in and just sit with people. Like it just, it's not fixing things. You don't need to be super wise or intelligent or know what to say. It's just the, I think that's been the greatest gift I've been given. That's what love feels like, is just someone sitting with you and loving you and hearing you.
And the challenge for that within our household is living out empathy within our household, because it starts there before it starts anywhere.
Isn't that true?
And
it's so much easier
with our, like, loved ones under our roof street. Is the hardest usually to empathize with.
Yes, especially you.
Wait, you're saying you have a hard time empathizing with me? Is that what you're saying? Because instead you're judging me.
Right. No, yeah. But for real. I mean, that's like, if we're actually being really honest, yes, that's, I
know,
so
that's
true.
That's how I know you're a 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I jump to that and then I have to, like, sanctified blood of Christ over me and relearn.
Preach.
So, yeah, preach.
Yeah. And with our kids too, because how easy is it for us to jump to conclusions and judgments about our kids or our kids' emotions rather than sitting with them and understanding what's really going on and underlying that emotion.
Right.
So that's where Safe House comes into play. It's where the book Safe House comes into play. It's where the What Am I Feeling children's book comes into play, because that's really our heart, is to build an empathetic culture that we listen and we sit and we just really hone in on what's happening. So,
okay, but I just realized that we just made like a sales pitch for our five values. That is not the point.
Great point, Christy.
Those are just, okay.
Great point.
Rewind. Those are just us explaining why we've chosen
Be
those.
Be kind, rewind.
And why it makes sense to us, like for us.
For our family in particular.
Do not take them. Don't, I mean, you can if they make sense to you.
If that's what the Lord's calling you to do.
If one of them does, if a few of them do, great. But we have a list of 100 commonly held values. Do not pick ours just because we made ours sound logical. This is the journey you get to go through for your family. And I hope it's different, because that's the unique imprint your lives get to put on this world.
That's right. Like when you heard Ryan and Courtney a couple weeks ago, and one of the things, one of their values was hospitality. And we see this with a number of different families that we've helped put, help put values together. And it's interesting, because most of the people who we get to coach, they don't actually pick our values. They pick their own. And it's awesome to see the distinct difference in families and what people actually value. And they put hospitality, and one of their action steps underneath hospitality was to host a family in their house one time a week. And that's amazing, but that would exhaust us. I mean, because we're with people a lot.
That would put me.
Now, we enjoy having people over. Don't get us wrong. Yeah. But it's to put that as an action step for us each week would be way too much for us. And we wouldn't be doing that. And it's not who we are necessarily. We're empathetic. But that plays itself out differently than than the value of hospitality would.
It's just different. Yeah. Yeah.
And the other thing that you guys can do too, that really helps a lot, is maybe you want to start with a Bible verse. That you guys have a verse that you have had over your family that has been a staple for your family. You could use that Bible verse as your kind of staple value. Like, you know, so for instance, you know, faith is for us is love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. You know, it's Deuteronomy 6 is where we come up with the faith and family piece. And so you can use different Bible verses, and then link those Bible verses to talk to your kids about your family and why you make the decisions that you do. And this is how, you know, it's easy. It makes it easier to discipline, because what you can do then is you can use those Bible verses as memorization verses to get your kids to learn why they act the way that they do, and why you're raising them up to make the decisions and the choices that you do. So that's a big piece.
And what's so cool about that is it gives your kids this identity, right? When they're scrambling for who they are in this world, you are giving them the building blocks of who they are and who the family that has raised them, the team that they're a part of.
Right.
They get to carry that into the world, and they'll put their own unique stamp on that for sure. But that you're giving them building blocks of identity, which is exactly what our kids need.
Yeah, 100%. And so I think it's as you do these values, you know, you heard us talk about action steps. And let me say this too. This takes ridiculous discipline to sit down and do it. This is why we coach people to do it, because it takes discipline. Like, for you to be able to sit down, put your values together, put action steps under each one. You know, there's different things that we talk about, like not, you know, using more than 5 to 6 action steps under each one, what those look like, how to carry those out. And you can make this all unique to your own family. We just really encourage you to set those values, because if you don't, you'll ebb and flow with culture.
And I think none of us want to get, you know, decades down the road and, you know, our kids have left and it's like, did we do a good job? Like, did we live on purpose? Like, what did we do? Or do we just like get our kids through school and to college? And that was our goal. Like, and that might be, maybe that's one of your goals, like as a family, but it's bigger than that. Let me tell you, like, your purpose in life, your family's purpose on this earth, God given, is bigger than getting your kids through sports and school.
Yeah. And when you have this, what it does is it helps you to not look at each. This is fascinating. When we coach families to do family values, underneath the action steps, the single biggest, most glaringly missing action step after the first round of doing this is on the marriage. Like we focus so much on our kids. We focus so much on action steps that that revolve around the family as a whole. And a lot of families miss the marriage. Like, you know, putting action steps that prioritize the marriage. And I'll look and I'll go, wait a minute, you guys didn't do anything with your marriage. Like, this is one of those things that if you do this when your kids do leave the house, because they will, when they do leave the house to go to school, to get married, when they launch, you don't want to look at each other and go, who are we? Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity in a way for you to build a foundation with a purpose so that you're building to those moments that when they do leave, you're going, oh, this is who we've always been. And now we're stepping into it in a whole new way. And that's the beauty.
And there's purpose. There's purpose past them.
Yeah.
Past the kids. There's purpose still for your marriage. And I'm like, that's what I'm excited for to do even like this weekend with the couples that are coming. Cause there's some that are young like us. There's some that are older and, you know, in the launched season, and there's still purpose for your marriage. Mm. And if you do not have vision for your marriage, if you don't know where you're going or what you're aiming for, what goals you have, you will be directionless. You will be purposeless. And this is where we see graying divorce in exponential rates right now, because they're bored, honestly, and they don't know who they are anymore.
Or there's built up resentment and...
Well, there's a,
yeah, lots of that.
Lots of that.
We see lots of that. And so the thing that I... The other piece of this too is if you're not married, if you're a single parent and you're going, how do I apply this? Like, you do it. And then depending on the age of your kids, invite your kids into this process to come up with those values that you're... inviting your, like, you and your kids are doing this together. And this isn't just you and your, even if you're married, this isn't just you and your spouse. Like, depending on the age of your kids, invite your kids into this process, invite them into who they want to be and who they think you guys are as a family and what that looks like and what God's calling you. And this is a process. Don't feel like you have to do it like immediately. And it has to be done today. You know, prayerfully go through it, prayerfully go through the process. It's an important one. So, there was one other thought that I had that I was thinking of as we were talking, and now I can't remember.
And you're looking at me like I'm going to think of it.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Our fiddly fig tree is doing really well in its new home.
Nice.
I was looking
at it. It looks really good too.
Thanks.
It looks really good. We'll post it on Instagram, Famous at Home. Go check it out. We'll put it in the stories. Put our fig tree up there. No, we will. We're going to post it up there so people can see, because they can't see it. Like, you're talking about it, but they can't see it. So. Because it's here in the office. So, guys, go to your family values. Let us know what your values are. Come on the Instagram, a place that we can connect and talk about it. And we will continue to talk about this in the future as it talks about family values. I'm bugged that I don't remember what it was I was going to say, because I feel like it was really important to say.
At midnight.
I remember it as I'm laying in my bed. And I can't remember.
That's okay.
Anyway, we love you guys. Go to your family values. If you have any questions around it, please ask us. Come to the Famous at Home Instagram, Famous at Home. Ask us, email us, let us know, put it in the podcast questions that you have, and we'll dive right in and answer any questions that you guys have. We love you guys. Remember that when your tires hit that driveway, the greatest red carpet that you walk is through your front door.
You are famous. We love you.
Thank you for listening to the Famous at Home podcast. If anything we said today hit home with you or resonated in such a way you want to share it with others, go find us on Instagram at Famous at Home and comment, share, tell others about today's episode.
We'd also love if you would leave us a review. Reviews mean so much to us, and they also help other people find out about the podcast. So if you could leave us a review, we would appreciate it.
You can also visit famousathome.com/podcast to submit a question or topic for a future episode.
And for coaching or speaking inquiries for your family or your organization, visit famousathome.com. We would love to serve you.
Because the greatest red carpet you'll ever walk is through your front door.